If there's one thing that people love watching, it's videos. Nowadays, it's thanks to YouTube, but I think it all started with America's Funniest Home Videos, and I already hear the theme song as I say it. Well, somebody who lived the theme song for so many years, host of the show, Bob Saget, and he's joining us on the line now to talk about ABC's new show called Videos After Dark. Hey, Bob.
Hey, thank you. It's interesting. There's a new theme song with Videos After Dark, because this is not that show. Back in the day,
right,
there was no internet when the show premiered in 1989. And I even say this in the show on Tuesday night when it premieres at 10 p.m., 9 central.
You're good.
It's like a car salesman. I'm literally a car salesman. It's right after the finale of The Bachelor. I suddenly appear in this brand new thing. It's nothing like the old show, except, yes, it does have videos as its topic. And the new theme song I actually wrote and I performed, and I recorded it at the Capitol Building, which is that one that looks like a record stack in L.A., the monument. It's a landmark. And I recorded it in Studio A, where I used Frank Sinatra's and Nat King Cole's microphone. So I was pretty wild. And we even show it in the credits that I'm singing into this mic, this precious mic. But so the new theme song, I hope you get it in your head.
Right.
But, you know, the old America, America, this is you. This is a whole different thing. It's Videos After Dark. It's not that it's Playboy After Dark, but it has that feeling, and the millennials of Gen X might not know Playboy After Dark, but it was a show that was supposed to be, you know, like a cocktail party. This is not. This is a live show where you've got a live feeling show where you've got a studio audience that look like they're in a nightclub setting, and yet the stage side of it, if you've looked at anything with me, promos or my Instagram or any of that stuff, it's big. It's huge. There's a 20-foot neon sign in my head. Which is embarrassing, but they made my nose small. But that made me happy. But it's really like a, for us, Vin DeBona had 30 years of videos that he never got to air, and this show was the idea of Rob Mills at ABC, who does unscripted and does progressive type television, really, really cool stuff that he does, including Jimmy Kimmel and, you know, anything that falls into that category. It was his idea. He said, Vin, you've got these 30 years of videos you haven't been able to run. But a lot of them are just brand new stuff, brand new content. A couple of them might look familiar because you've seen them on the internet, but not really. It's really all of Vin's stuff. And then I do the voiceovers, which no one, and there's been many people that have done these video shows really well around the world. But of course, in the U.S., Daniel Tosh has been great, Rob Dyrdek, and my friend Joe McHale on Talk Soup, and of course my friend George Lopez posted on his Instagram. But mainly it's a whole new way to do these voiceovers, which no one's done. I would do them like I was doing a Mel Blanc Bugs Bunny cartoon. So that is kind of it takes us 7 hours to record a half hour of voiceovers because I'm trying to make it good, and then we spent 5 months writing these 14 episodes, and so the first look is Tuesday night, and it won't look like the other show at all, and it's kind of a blend of my stand-up persona and how you host a clip show, you know? So you got a disclaimer at the front. It's like, please don't let little kids watch, you know, watch with discretion. So it's like an ad for a diuretic or something. but I'm really proud of it. We worked really hard with two writers, Michael O'Rourke and Mike Young, and Vin DeBona and Michelle Nasseray are the exec producers, and so am I. I'm an exec producer. So I've been given a lot of freedom. It was hard to say no. I never thought I would do a video show again. And I'm so proud of it. We worked so hard. I hope people like it because, you know, the option is the news, you know, or other shows at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, depending on what zone you're in. We lose an hour this weekend, by the way. I've had it. I've had it with these weekend power losses. But what are you going to do?
Okay. So many questions just from that answer. One, you're hoping for a Grammy then out of this?
That would be hysterical. I don't think there are Grammys for television show themes, are there?
No. And then two. So.
Yeah, but I was nominated for a Grammy once for my special 0 to 60, which was a year and a half ago on Amazon Prime. So I actually I did get that nomination. That was that made my pants inflated for a couple days.
So let's talk about the videos. Like, so that you guys like went into the vault then, from what it sounds like. So these are ones that just haven't. Yeah. But they're a little bit. They're edgier now, though, is what I'm hearing.
Much edgier. I mean, like they're not appropriate for running at 8 o'clock at night because I don't want little kids seeing this. I think 12-year-old and up. Some people say 14, but I think some 9-year-olds are savvy enough. But when 9, I was still, I don't want the bloom to go off the rose for kids. I vacillate between doing the Full House kind of comedy and Fuller House, which is coming back again on Netflix this year. Mm-hmm. And I like doing family stuff, but this is right in between. This is that PG-14 type of thing. So, yeah, they're edgier. I mean, you'll see a blurred butt. You'll see a kid curse because they don't know what they're saying, and the mouth will have a little birdie over it. You won't hear it, and so the stuff's there. You know what people are saying. There's naked people that have been blurred or blocked with big black squares, which makes it look like it's even worse. and then there's also, it's just really funny, some of the stuff that you would never want to see at 8 o'clock at night, that they've been so helpful in allowing us to make it digestible, to not offend someone, hopefully, is the key here.
Well, good luck.
What you don't want to do is stuff that's, cruel or misogynistic. There's no animal cruelty, anything that happens. I always like it, if somebody's going to fall down, I want to see him get up,
Right.
That's kind of my, or get saved, or no animals get hurt. That's like, and it's really good that way, and that's got crazy stuff. I just think everybody's going to like it. I mean, rather than turn on the news before you go to bed, you watch this, and it's a little more pleasant, I think, even though people got hurt.
Right. Well, that's, you mentioned the animals. Like, my favorite is, when people are getting hurt. I kind of like when people are, like, showing off and they're trying to be a big shot, and then all of a sudden they get hurt. And I know as a kid, I remember my mom saying that she loved the animal ones. So do you have a favorite kind of video on the show?
Well, that's a thing. When I was hosting it back in the day, and what is done now and done, really well by Alfonso and my friend Tom Burns, Ron did it so well for so many years. The key to those kind of shows is, weddings are something. Here are kids, it's something to operate heavy machinery. There's only so many intros. It's a clip show.
Right.
But this is done differently. There's a category, the videotape in dad's sock drawer. It's like things that have been hidden from the family that are silly. But there's, I find I never know what's going to make me laugh the hardest. And it can be something that's really off the wall. I mean, there's paragliders with a helmet cam, and then, someone's holding onto their pants. And I don't want a spoiler alert, but their pants get pulled off.
I think we know what's happening. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's the beginning. And then, there's a segment on stripper videos, and it's not strippers, but it is strippers. But basically what happens is everybody knows those poles that people hook up in their house to try to take it, they're not bolted in good.
Right.
They always fall. So there's your music montage,
Right.
To Kumo D's I Go to Work, so even the music, like we have the Ramones, there's all kinds of the Pixies, all the music is retro and hip, and it just is not at all what any of these other shows are or were, but that's not to take away. What Daniel Tosh is doing is a very unique thing, and Rob Dyrdek does a unique thing, and no one wants to be lumped into the same thing, but they all come from the same general category. Is, the clip show started with Candid Camera and started with bloopers and practical jokes, and none of the young listeners know these shows, but that was the precursor to people actually being able to film themselves. And when people are filming themselves, there are things that happen that there's nothing like it. You couldn't get it anywhere else.
Right.
It's really, really exciting to be part of something that I just know is funny. And sometimes I go, oh, no, please don't show me that. But, and we don't cut to the audience throwing their head back laughing. Everything is done very real. If I'm not getting a laugh, I'm not getting a laugh. And I even talk about dad jokes and how I was persecuted for doing what they call dad jokes now, which is nothing more than a pun.
Right.
Because puns are Groucho Marx, Bob Hope, Dean Martin. A pun is a pun. But we call it out, and I'm a little more I'm definitely more PG in the stuff I say. I mean, I'm saying words I never was allowed to say back in the day. And yet it's acceptable. The network's been incredibly wonderful. So.
Oh, come on. They've got The Bachelor, or they got people banging on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. What really could you say that would offend people then at that point, right?
That's true. You really do. And that's why, but you can. And,
right.
You know, and it's funny, but anything, no matter what you do, no matter what it is, it can offend somebody.
Right.
And we're in a time right now that's very delicate. And I'm out doing stand-up. I got a big tour I'm on right now. I'm doing it all year. I'll keep adding dates to it. I'm, I'm in Nashville right now, and I'm just all over the place. I'll be in New York, all through the area, and I'll be, playing really nice theaters, and all of it is to make people laugh, and that's my goal right now. I feel like I'm in need. I feel like the Blues Brothers would knock on a door. John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, rest John's soul, would knock on a door. The door would open, and they'd say, "We're on a mission from God." It's
right.
Like their mission was to do the blues. And to make people feel good,
you know,
to celebrate.
What's interesting is you say about having a laugh before going to bed and watching the news. Well, it used to be that we would turn into the late night shows, and they would often talk politics once in a while. But now that's the dominating thing. And so, like you say, if you want a laugh that's not at the expense of the news, it's a show like this.
Right, and the news in itself is, if you're watching with, like, I'll watch with my wife, and we'll just go, did we hear that right?
Right.
And so it is its own sad joke sometimes, and other times it's informative, and other times it's like, I can't take it anymore, and other times I need to know what's going on. I get my news from my late night hosts. I get them from John Oliver and Stephen Colbert and Bill Maher and Jimmy
Kimmel.
But Kimmel's a dear friend. But I'm just... That is what you would do as a late night host, because that is, we're in a very unusual time in history where we kind of have a media president. So it kind of, everything's gone media and everybody's separated. But what doesn't separate people is if something makes you laugh and if it can be universal.
Right.
So that's why in 1911, Charlie Chaplin was the biggest star in the whole world. One, there were other stars like Buster Keaton and stuff, but there wasn't anything political. It was human circumstance and human slapstick, but human feelings and all kinds of stuff. And that's why my stand-up, I do bring up some things once in a while, but I'm not a political satirist, but not even satirist. I mean, one of my dear friends, Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, I mean, they're saying things as they see them politically, and that makes it timely. It makes it for what's going on right now. And there's huge value in that. But this is what I have to offer. This is my portion of my little artistic rainbow. Not a little Kermit the Frogish, but it's just, I just want to make people laugh. And I also want to make people think and have good human feelings. So I actually am the guy now on the video show that I don't just say, don't try this at home. It's like, don't try this outdoors. Don't try this in your car. Don't do any of this. And I have to say it a lot because, you don't want people replicating the behavior. And this show, this Videos After Dark, is literally, I couldn't say no to it because I was given all this freedom. I'm one of the exec producers, and I get to write it with my friends, Michael O'Rourke and Mike Young, and Mike used to write for Entourage. So it's got an angel-devil kind of a feeling to it. No devil. I didn't mean it in a bad way.
Right.
I just meant... it takes chances, and the whole goal is to make people laugh. And I've fortunately, over the years, had enough stand-up following and fans that have grown so much that they're up for this. They're ready for it. And it was just a really good idea. And it has not been done like this before. That's a fact. It's just been like, it's a natural. It's like, wow, why didn't they just do this before? And it wasn't the time. This is the time for it right now.
Let me ask you, I always wondered watching, the old show. I know they're not the same, but the old show. Who comes up with the commentary and the narration? You said that you go into the studio. Are you watching them over and over? You're writing it.
I get the tapes. It takes us months to write all the voiceovers. And now we went even more intricate into higher production. I'll do like 10 tracks of 10 different voices. If you see 10... ducks on the running, or birds or people, and you get nine people talking, I'll do multi-track. I'll do every single voice, and they all sound similar, so we try to pitch them different. But you did the voiceovers on the original show, and it was kind of like, many people won't know this reference, but Mel Blanc, he was the voice of every character in the Warner Brothers cartoons.
Looney Tunes,
so that's Bugs Bunny, Sylvester, mm-hmm. Tweety Bird, Tasmanian Devil, you know, Sylvester, Stuffer, Tuckatash, you know, all that stuff. So I was doing a pale imitation of this great voice artist, and I have like five voices. Look out! You know, and you were saying, you like the cocky people that get hurt.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that. There's like, look at me, nothing could happen to me. And
right.
then it's like, oh! You know, it's Jerry Lewis' voice, the guy gets hit in the crotch. And that's fun to watch a cocky person. And there's a few of them in this first episode Tuesday where they just, you think they got it all together, they're flexing or whatever, and it's just really funny to watch their demise. But they don't die. I mean, they just fall and they get hit in the crotch. So just normal stuff.
Never gets old. It never gets old, Bob. It doesn't.
No, it really doesn't. And new footage, you know, there's some of the old footage and some of the stuff, you know, is stuff that you want to see it because it was from so long ago, and it's not like you're watching an old show. It's only a few minutes of each episode where you'll see vintage stuff, but for the most part, it's brand new stuff. And Tuesday night, when Videos After Dark at 10 p.m. 9 central airs, it's going to have notices throughout the show of where to upload your video, and that'll be from your camera, from your phone, from your computer, whatever. And you win $500, you know, you get $500 for it. You sign something and there's no contest. It's really, we look at it as a variety show. It's made of videos that people make. They're the talent. They're the singing acts on American Idol. You know, the talent is the audience that sends in the tapes and videos or whatever they are, you know, the JPEG, I don't know, the GIF, the thumbnail, and I'm your friendly guy that you know that hopefully you like, that guides you through the whole thing.
You're the guy that's going to help us look stupider if we got hurt.
Yeah, actually, it's a good manual on how not to get hurt.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty obvious you don't stand between two boats that are separating, you know? It's just...
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah,
fall. Right. In our final remaining moments, I know you've got a warm spot in your heart for cold Winnipeg. We were talking just before going on the air.
Yes, I do. And I'm coming there. What's the date? Do you know the date?
I don't have it in front of me, but I was just told that it was announced the other day.
I can stall with you. Watch how quickly I do this.
All right.
How fast.
So,
this is so doable.
Well, you're looking it up. Yeah. So I was telling Bob that my hometown, I'll vamp for us. My hometown of Winnipeg, Manitoba, it was just announced like 2 days ago that Bob is going to Winnipeg. And so I thought this is even better because he's got a new show to promote. We can push the dates for our friends in Winnipeg. And Bob's going to tell us now when that is.
It is June 1st in Winnipeg at the Club Regent Event Center. That's where I'll be June 1st. And May 31st, I'm in Vancouver at the River Rock Casino. So I've always played Canada my whole career, since the very beginning, even when I was 21 playing Yuck Yuck. So,
oh, yeah.
And I played Maple Leaf Gardens once in Toronto, opening for Max Webster, a counterpart of Rush. So, and I did a wonderful thing at Just for Laughs, this dirty show that was broadcast all over the movie network all through Canada,
mm-hmm.
about 5 years ago. And I just... 6 years ago, I don't know, but I love Canada, and I love the audiences, and they love comedy, and so there you go, Winnipeg, Manitoba, on June 1st at the Club Region Event Center, and tickets are on my website, so they can just go right to my name with .com at the end of it.
There we go, and hopefully by June there will be no more snow. I think that should be a safe bet.
Oh my God, the cold that I have faced in Winnipeg, I have never forgotten, and the flights getting in and out, you pray. That's when you find what prayer is. If you don't pray normally, it comes back to you when you're flying in and out of Winnipeg and you win the winter. But I don't know. There's some squirrels there. I don't know how they get around. I don't know why they're not freezing and hiding in a tree stump. They're running around doing stuff, looking for food.
They're freezing their nuts off. They're freezing their nuts off, Bob. That's a dad joke.
And who hasn't said that? They're eating cranberries off the ground. I don't know what they're made of, but they're eating them.
See, this comedy thing isn't hard. I'm proving. No, I can't do it like Bob can. All right, so we're going to be watching. You said it's premiering after The Bachelor on Tuesday, right? Videos After Dark.
Yep, exactly. Videos After Dark, first look. And it's a one-hour special of sorts, but then we have 12 more episodes we'll be following in the months ahead, and then we'll see how it does. I just want people to have a good laugh, and it doesn't let up. I will say that it is an unrelenting hour. It just does not stop. It's every time you come back, it's like, oh, my God, you're kidding me. How can that be? And it does things that you wouldn't see at 8 o'clock at night that, you know, Jackass would have people in porta-potties and things happen. These aren't practical jokes. Some of them are. If a person tortures someone that they're videotaping with their camera phone, that they won't let out of a porta potty. But there's things that happen. If they're coming off the truck and a couple of them fall, it ain't good. And it's not a show that's a close out show. That's the other thing. We try not to do that. So, but yeah, we can't help it because the world is the world. So, and this animal stuff is. My favorite stuff, if you did ask, is all the innocent stuff. It's the kids and the animals, because that's the stuff that you know is the least possible that it's been set up. Mm-hmm. And even though the other stuff, like a guy sliding down an icy hill, a large man in a bathing suit, the bathing suit comes off as he's sliding down the hill and hitting icicles along the way, and you're just worried about his lower regions. And then he stands up and goes, ta-da, and then they blur the signal on his parts, but it doesn't matter, you know, there's nothing left.
Right.
But the baby ones and the animal ones are the ones I love the most. And to see a one-year-old curse and be bleeped and have a little bird over their mouth when they say the word, it's like, what? How does a one-year-old, and you know how, from hearing it at home. So there's a whole backstory to every video. So I'm excited for people to see it. I'm very proud of it. I had a lot of fun doing it, and that's something I must say. I had fun back in the day. I was a 30-year-old guy. I was a lot more snarky. You know, I couldn't say a lot of stuff on TV. I just wasn't a man, and I'm twice the age now, and I know how to do this, and I just love doing it and love making people laugh, and the laughs are real because the people were right there, and that's a new feeling. It's not like we're adding a bunch of stuff. We're cutting to people laughing that might be in another studio somewhere.
Right.
So it's real. It's more real, and I'm proud of it. We worked really, really hard to put these shows together. So this one especially, we had a lot of fun.
We'll be watching Videos After Dark. So March 12th, ABC, after the Bachelor finale. I'm going to check my schedule if I'm in Winnipeg for that date, and we'll have to check out the show when I'm there, okay?
Oh, I would love that. I'll set it up. My guy, talk to your guy. So you know who to talk to.
I know who to talk to.
Yeah, come to the show. It looks like a really nice event center, too.
It is. And you know, the last time I was there, I got to tell you, was when Cheech and Chong were in town. And Tommy Chong said, hey, you know what? Why don't you come to the show? And I said, I'm going to take you up on that. He said, great, call my son. And sure enough, 2 days later, we did it. So I'll make it happen, Bob,
yeah,
okay?
It'll happen.
All right.
Definitely. Whatever you want, you just tell me. This is called payola, everybody. This is back in the day. They weren't allowed to do this with the radio. Somebody if they couldn't get any press or sell a record, they would send someone a refrigerator. This is just tickets to a show, which is a compliment that you even want to go. So thank you.
We'll make it happen. All right. Well, Bob, again, so it's called Videos After Dark, ABC, March 12th, after the Bachelor finale. We got it. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Bob. I guess we'll see you in Winnipeg.
Thank you. I look forward to it. Come back and please say hi afterwards.